Over 16,000 Thai men and women took part in the clinical trial of a vaccine to prevent HIV infection and lower the amount of the virus in the bloodstream. The trial, the biggest the world has seen for an AIDS vaccine, showed a combination of existing drugs reduced the risk of HIV infection by more than 30%. It is the first vaccine to reduce infections. Dr. Supachai Rerxnam of Thailand's Ministry of Public Health says the results are a scientifically credible breakthrough. He says among the volunteers, 74 who received placebos became infected with HIV compared with 51 taking the vaccine. Researchers from the US Army, which sponsored the trial, says a combination of two drugs lowered the rate of HIV infection, an outcome scientists call a significant step forward in the search for a vaccine. The U.S. ambassador to Thailand, Eric John, says it raises hope that drug combinations could be effective as a vaccine in the future.
It affirms the concept that a vaccine is possible. You know, the fact that there was some degree of efficacy for the study proves that, you know, there could be a combination of medicines out there that would provide an effective vaccine. So I think proving the possibility of a potential vaccine is the important step forward.
Other partners in the project include the Thai Ministry of Public Health, the group Global Solutions for Infectious Diseases, and pharmaceutical company Sanofi Pasteur. Alain Boucanot, who heads Sanofi Pasteur's Asia-Pacific operations, says the trial follows past failures in other tests around the world.
There's no doubt that the world of vaccinology, specifically HIV vaccinology, needed positive news. Over the last few years, there's been several setbacks. This is the first phase 3 trial that shows that an efficacious vaccine and a safe vaccine can be designed. It will require more work, but this is definitely a good encouragement.
He added that the vaccine does not help those already infected with the HIV virus. But Thai scientists say further studies will be done on the longer-term effects on HIV patients. Since AIDS and HIV were identified in the 1980s, scientists around the world have sought a vaccine to prevent infection. Certain antiretroviral drugs can prolong the life for HIV carriers by years, but they are costly. Millions of patients in Africa and other parts of the developing world cannot get the drugs. More than 5 million people live with HIV in Asia, with some 380,000 people becoming infected each year. A similar number perish from AIDS. Infection rates are highest in Southeast Asia, although they appear to be declining in Cambodia, Burma, and Thailand. However, infections in Indonesia, Pakistan, and Vietnam have been growing rapidly in recent years. In Vietnam, the United Nations says the rate of infections doubled between 2000 and 2005. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.